Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner, specifically celebrating their uniqueness and their own strength of self. This is often harder than it sounds for couples. We can often try to mold our partners into what we wish they were or some strange image that we think they are versus celebrating as they explore their own uniqueness and find themselves and their own special gifts. And it takes a certain amount of personal inner strength to not just allow, which is a funny concept to begin with, but to encourage and to celebrate that exploration and their evolution without fear for yourself or for your connection. And celebrating that uniqueness and their own evolution is actually a source of deeper connection for you. So we're going to be talking about that today. So you can join me in any of these podcasts. Now you can join me live on the Wisdom app. Look for the link in the show notes. If you want to talk to me live, we'll be doing live mini sessions that I hope to be including in the podcast here. Let me know how I can help. If you follow my profile, you'll get an alert that tells you when I am recording live. And you can come and join me and we can talk directly. And that would be huge fun. So join me there. Meanwhile, quick shout out to new listeners in Annandale, Virginia. Some of my old stomping grounds. Hello there, Northern Virginia. Thank you for this connection. So excited to have you here. And let's jump into talking about connecting to your partner through their evolution. They're finding their uniqueness and their strength of self. So let's talk about this, and let me say a little bit about it, and then we're going to be lining up for you to join me. So get ready to hit that button and join me as a guest on here live on the Wisdom app, and hit the follow button so that you know when we'll be talking, because we'll be talking a lot coming up. So connecting to your partner. I like to teach people how to connect to themselves, to others, and to the world around them. And connecting to your partner is a huge part of your quality of life. And different ways you can connect to your partner, you can follow the concept of the chakra system, which is a lot of fun. And that's what I recommend in the book, Make Love Every Day. So I've spoken in previous podcasts about connecting to your partner in terms of safety, grounding, creativity. And so what I want to focus on today is actually one of the tougher topics, which is celebrating their uniqueness and their strength of self. So this would be associated with the solar plexus chakra, just above the belly button. And that's a kind of a complicated region. It's the place where we are most likely to feel fear. And it's also the seat of our individual power. Interesting, isn't it? Power and fear are so often packaged together. Now, what does this have to do with connecting to your partner? You and your partner, and frankly, your best friend and anybody you come across, are on their personal journey. Obviously, okay. But what does that mean here? That means they're evolving. You are not the same person you were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and your partner isn't either. And it's going to continue to evolve, right? We get this funny thing in our heads as if we are always going to be the same way as we are right now. And yet we know it's not true, right? We're in constant evolution. And so you're having experiences and you're making choices and you're thinking about big questions And you're learning through this experience we call life, and it is upgrading you. You're figuring out who you are right down at your soul. And so is your partner. And it's a process of unfolding. I love that word because I think it's the most accurate. It's a slow process. Sometimes it has parts that go quickly, but it's a slow process as we become. And obviously, preferences change, sure. Hobbies might change, sure. But I'm talking about the kind of uniqueness and strength of self that is right down at the core of your being. And what I see when I work with couples, when I'm mentoring them and deepening their connection, is that there can be a fear as you watch your partner change, as you watch them evolve. Maybe that's not the right word. As you watch the unfolding, the digging down, the becoming, the emergence of the true self. And even that will evolve over time as your partner finds confidence in that true self. And that can cause fear for the other partner. Typically, one partner may be experiencing more acceleration in their journey than the other. And this is why it becomes a source of fear, or can become a source of fear. But we don't want to act from a place of fear in our relationships, right? Or in anything else for that matter, but especially not in that closest of all relationships, the partnership. So the right thing to do, or the most conducive to connection with your partner, is to celebrate this uniqueness that they are uncovering, this true soul self that they are finding, because they're excited to find it. Aren't you excited to find your true self? So offering them excitement, offering them validation in their excitement, validation of their excitement. Now, you may not totally love every bit of expression that comes from your partner as they try new things and try on new aspects of self. But that's not what it's about. What you're celebrating is the process of discovery, not necessarily what is discovered. You're celebrating the expression, free expression. You're not necessarily celebrating what is being expressed, right? So when we talk about creating safety and grounding for your partner, that was about ensuring that level of physical safety, emotional safety, right? That you're encouraging free expression without fear, not necessarily that you're liking what's being expressed, right? And I'll be a little bit blunt on this one. When am I not? It's not really for you to judge if you like or don't like who they are finding down in their soul. That's a tough one, isn't it? But it is as a partnership to support each other, to truly be supportive, is in that exploration, right? So what you want to encourage is the exploration. What you want to encourage is the expression of what they're finding in their journey, right? Because when you're on your personal journey, it's exciting to you. It's important to you. It can be at times all-consuming. It's everything. And that's where you actually need your partner supporting the journey, supporting the exploration, supporting the expression, and not judging one way or other what you're expressing or what you're unfolding. And for you to do that for each other is to, for both of you to experience a level of support, and therefore then you open up, and therefore then deeper connection. And that deep connection is what we're really going for, isn't it? That's where the reward of partnership lies. That's where it gets good, right? And don't forget that we're building on a foundation from really the bottom up, right? So first we talked about creating and celebrating this safety with our partners, right? That we are physically safe with each other, that we are emotionally safe with each other, that we are intellectually safe with each other. And then building up to that to a sense of creativity and exploration. Exploration of sexuality and that style of connection. As you're building up on this. And then after that comes this independent will, independent self. So this would be, for example, let's say that your partner speaks up about something. They express that there's something they need, or they express that there's something they want to do, whatever. It's for us as partners to encourage the expression, right? The fact that they spoke up. And then whatever it is, that thing that they want to do or that they think they figured out about themselves, to celebrate that they've expressed that, to encourage that honest expression. So this is where it gets hard, isn't it? Because your partner might express something that you didn't want to hear, or may express something that makes you feel fearful, or they may want to do something with their time and effort that makes you scared for them. You worry, you fear. What you're fearing is you're fearing losing them in some way or another. Perhaps they express that they have always had a dream to race motorcycles. And you might think, oh no, that's dangerous. You're going to get hurt really bad. You're going to die. And I'm going to... What you're really afraid of is your own loss of them, the loss of the presence of them, the loss of the partnership of them. And so if the fear crops up for you when you're in these discussions with your partner, that's a check on you, right? That's a check on you, not on your partner. So you want to pause for a minute and go, oh, I feel fear. And now if you are having that deep connection with your partner or working to create that deep connection with your partner, this is an opportunity. So when your partner says, oh, I just figured out this about myself, or I want to go do, you know, I feel compelled to go do this thing, and in you, you feel fear. Now is your partner's opportunity to support you in exploring that. So you can go, you can be honest, right? Because we've set the stage for honesty and trust and safety in this partnership. So you can now go, oh, I'm really glad you said that. I feel fear. Can you help me explore that? And let them help you explore that, right? And there is the partnership, right? It goes both ways. The support goes both ways. It is mutual, right? And you help each other work that out. So you don't want to hide your fear either. It's not like you want to go, oh, that's great, babe. Yeah. yikes, you know, and just hide the fear. No, because it's not for you to hold back your thoughts either, but it's for you to understand that your feelings and thoughts are about you and their feelings and thoughts are about them. And you can help each other explore what that means. And so the flip side of that would damage connection is when you your partner expresses something. Man, I just figured out that I think my true purpose in life is whatever. And you just go, that's stupid. That just cut away a part of your connection. Or they go, I think I really want to go do this thing. And you go, no. Wow. That's the relationship killer, right? So what you're looking for is that open exploration together, where you can help each other explore, you can help each other find the right answers, you can support each other in those things that you feel compelled from your soul to do. And that can include helping your partner understand, are you feeling compelled from your soul, or are you just feeling an impulse from the monkey mind to do something that would actually be detrimental, right? So maybe your partner says, I just feel like I want to eat a gallon of ice cream. And so instead of going, that seems like a bad idea, love, you might say, why? Where's that coming from? Where do you think it's coming from? What do you think? Do you have a need that's not being fulfilled? How would that make you feel? Is there another way that you could feel that way? And helping them in that exploration of self without judgment. Without judgment one way or the other. And so this is a skill set. I'm not saying this is easy. This is a skill set, because fear is going to typically be your go-to emotion when trying to create connection with other people. And your partnership is, to the human brain, the highest stakes relationship you will ever have with another human being. So that's why there's so much more fear. That's why it's so much easier to do this kind of supportive thing with a friend, with your bestie, than it is with your partner. Right? The more critical the relationship, the tougher supporting each other in their sort of celebrating their full expression of uniqueness and strength of self gets. But here's the good news. The further you get in your journey, and the further you grow in your own strength of self, the easier this becomes. And the more supported you are in your partnership, the more you will be supportive in your partnership. And it just spirals up into this increasing connection of absolute honesty and support for whatever you find in this life with each other. On your journeys walking together, same path, beside each other, and yet your journeys are unique. And that we must allow. So connecting to your partner, celebrating their uniqueness and their strength of self. This is one of the keys. So once you have that foundation of safety, the work you've done to learn how to ground each other, the work you've done in terms of connecting in terms of creativity and sexuality, then it's about that uniqueness and that strength of self. The thing that about them that is so beautiful and unique the unique gifts they have to give, the unique lessons they're here to learn. And all of that unique aspect, this is when we get to address that. And this is even prior to addressing what we would with the heart chakra, which would be love and compassion. So that's enough of me yammering on this subject. What I want to know is your experiences and what you found works to help alleviate that fear of celebrating your partner's uniqueness or strength of self or what they want to go do. And how you found ways to kind of improve that connection or the challenges that you're facing as you try to improve that connection with your partner and the challenges and kind of you're dealing with what they're finding on their journey. And so this is where it gets tough. So click that Be a Guest link. I want to hear from you now on connecting to your partner on a deeper level and what the challenges are, how it gets tough, the ways in which it breaks down sometimes or the way in which it gets good sometimes, and what have you found? So if you're with me here on the Wisdom app, I see you there. Thanks for joining me. Click the button. Join me. Let's chat a little bit, and let's help everybody out there create deeper connections to their partners. Let me know what's going on in your world. So let's see who we have listening in today. Hello, Miss Cece. Deanna, Grace, Mike, Roman, oh, so many cool people. Martin, John, Quotina, Graciela, David, Jose, Kimmy, Jamie, Demetrius, Jonathan, Liliana, welcome. Click the button. Join me in here and let's talk about that connection to partner. And so here comes our first guest welcoming Martin John. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
You're just, I always love chatting, so I decided to just jump on. I don't know that I have a whole lot to share about connecting with partner, but we can give it a go.
Yes. Well, it's funny. So that partnership role in our lives, and we see little versions of that play out even with best friends, and different types of relationships other than the kind of that central romantic partnership, but it plays out everywhere where other people are trying to express what they've discovered about themselves or they're trying to stand up for themselves, and then we go, oh no.
Do we say that?
Sometimes it can cause fear. So I'll give you an example. Back in my corporate days, I had an opportunity, a potential opportunity to travel to a war zone and to do some work there, short term, but it probably would have taken, maybe a month or two. And my partner at the time, we had small children, and that created a lot of fear for him. And so it's funny because the fear wasn't really, you're going to get hurt or whatever. The fear was his fear of being, that I wouldn't be there anymore. But instead of saying, oh, I feel afraid, it just came out as, you're not going. Just no. It was not. It was like not even just no. It was hell to the no, which then brought up fear in me, and I felt restricted. Right, which the conversation could have gone very differently, but it can be hard sometimes for one partner to support another when they fear that something bad will happen, and that's probably an extreme example, but
I suppose it's an extreme example, but you can say the same thing of, like, I mean, I live in Chicago, you can say the same thing just about going out. So
right,
you know, like, that's not that is, but that's like, that's, I mean, I don't know, that's, that is not, yeah, that supporting a part, like, you want to support those that you love.
Right.
And oftentimes we don't understand love in the place, you know, we don't understand unconditional love, right? Like, I'm going to love you whether you are here or not. I am going to love you whether you love me or not. I am going to love you whether you hurt me or not. I think labeling like a relationship and holding into a relationship and, you know, believing in, like, you know, the cultural understanding of what a relationship is supposed to look like, right? This relationship was supposed to look like this because we have children, because I have fear, because, in, you know, like, I believe in those things. Those things can all come up, and it may not just be that you won't be there. It just may be the shocking reality that the intuitive theories or the beliefs that you carry aren't in line with mine. And it's important to be aware of, like, although I think I know you and who you are, my idea of who you are is obviously going to be different because you are a human being that is complex in so many ways. And when that is challenged, like, all of a sudden there is a we had a transaction, right? We had an agreement. Now that agreement is being quote unquote, like, broken in my mind. And for me to love myself enough to be able to love you with that same vigor, right? Like, I may be in a position where I feel like I have to do certain things that I don't want to do in order to be me, not just be in this relationship, but in order to be me. And when someone else can just willy-nilly be like, no, I'm going to do this thing that I love and I want to do, and we can very much be like, you can't do that because I can't do that. I can't do that because I don't love myself enough, and I don't understand myself enough, and I learned early on in my life, I am currently living under the influence of something that told me that I can't do that, and so I want to stop you from doing that. And that's where relationships can really get problematic, because I'm not loving you unconditionally. I'm loving you with very much conditions involved.
Yes.
But that's because I can't love myself without condition. Meaning I can't be lazy, because then I start to not love myself. I can't be, you know, I can't eat after 10, or I can't, you know, like, I can't do these things because I start to judge myself. And rather than looking at those things and being curious, we speak up and we say, you can't do that. And it's just like, yes, I can. I don't know why you think I can't, but, like,
right.
I certainly can. And if that means, you know, and if that means that because I love myself, if that means that the relationship is going to suffer, well, I am still more important than the relationship. Like, the children are important and you are important to me, but you are also not going to stop me from living my life, because with or without you, my life continues. And I'm not trying to say that this isn't, like, this is trying to move towards a breakup. It's trying to just not cause harm for the other or yourself. It is a place of being loving. So like, that's why, you know, I was just like, oh, we do? Like, because, like, that is so far from where, like, relationships, I think, need that. Relationships are interesting because they haven't really progressed. Everything else in our world has progressed. Relationships are still in this place of, like,
yes,
really kind of backwards, like, way of understanding relationships is like, we understand like the job market is built for, you know, like people cycling through and things changing and people growing and moving on and beyond. And we still hold on to this idea that a relationship today is going to be the same relationship that it will always be without us recognizing, oh no, we're here to just grow together.
Yes. And what an interesting point, Martin John. This is, we just think it's always going to be the same, right? That it is what it is. But we're as individuals evolving, and therefore the relationship will evolve one way or another.
The thing that won't change, or the thing that should never change, is you love that person.
Right.
And the thing is, that doesn't mean that the way you love them won't change. That doesn't mean that the way it looks won't change externally. It doesn't mean the way it feels won't change. But there will always be love there. I have never stopped loving anybody. And I love everybody. Like, I love you. But I can love you because you are here talking with me and I'm connected to you. And that means that we can love each other. I don't have to want anything for you or from you. And that love is just something that just is part of this conversation. And I will never keep that from you, because that is something that I can't keep from you. Because if I keep it from you, I'm keeping it from myself.
Yes. But when people are early in their journey, or they haven't quite woken up yet, they may not have that capacity to love themselves in that way, and then therefore be able to give that to offer that to somebody else. And this is where it gets hard, because we often end up married before we wake up and before we begin that exploration of self. I mean, heck, even before, the brain is done developing, right?
Yeah. That's why I say, like, relationships haven't grown, right? Like,
right.
That's problematic. And we still, in this day and age, which is, I find it hard. I don't have children, so that's one thing that it should be said. But raising children with the idea that marriage is something that you should want is weird to me.
Right.
Not that it's not a valid way of expressing a relationship, but it's no more valid than anything else, right? That's no more valid than being nice to someone in the grocery store, right? Like, marriage isn't the best thing. Like, maybe the wedding is like a great day, but like having intimate sort of relationships throughout your life, not necessarily sexual, not necessarily intimate in those ways, but like even just intimately connecting with somebody.
Right.
Those moments are so life-giving.
Yes. That connection to another person, right? Whether it's a romantic partner, whether it's a close friend. Yeah. Right. whether it's someone who sort of mentors you and leads you, that's the good stuff. And it helps you in your own personal journey, right? And so you can take that eventual or inevitable evolution of that relationship and use that as a catalyst for deeper connection if you wanted to. And the children being involved simply, I think, seems to me, ratchets up the fear, ratchets up the things that the human brain will tend to be afraid of. because you're just desperately trying to not screw it up, knowing for a fact that you will, and it, somehow they'll end up all right anyway. But it's a very funny. It's a whole other thing, right? That's a whole other show. But but it does enter into that relationship a whole other batch of things to be afraid of about. But it takes a while to get to that place where you love yourself enough to be able to offer that unconditional love to a partner, to the whole of humanity, as you were expressing, everyone, right? And it doesn't, and to your point, I love your point about how in society the relationships, the concept of relationships hasn't really changed that much. There's been a small change in that having children is a little less attached to marriage than it used to be. But we still have these thoughts of, oh, one love, you're gonna love one partner in your life and it'll be a fairy tale like a movie. And so the first time you feel love for another person, you go, oh, they're the one.
Right.
You know, but where's the idea that you can feel love for 8 billion people just seems so weird, right?
I love this concept that like a relationship will last forever. Like
you right.
don't even think you're going to live forever.
Right.
You know, like the idea, like you know you're gonna die. And we can accept that, but when we talk about a relationship, we say forever. So I look at it as like if we can start every relationship with this relationship will end some point, maybe with one of our deaths,
right?
Maybe with a breakup, because every relationship will end. So if we can start from the place of this relationship will end, then we can approach the relationship with an understanding that I and you as an individual are more important than the relationship. When we start with the space of this relationship will last forever, it takes on more importance than us as individuals. And I believe that mentality causes a lot of domestic violence, a lot of people telling you you can't do things. Because if your husband thought about the idea that this relationship can end, would he even attempt to say, no, you're not?
Right?
No, he wouldn't, right? He'd be like, how can we make this work immediately?
And we lost Martin there, but to Martin's point, and we have another guest waiting and two guests waiting, and so I'm going to get to you real quick. So we'll wrap up with Martin was saying, because this is such a great conversation. If you understand, the best relationships tend to happen when everybody understands that either of you could walk away at any moment, right? You're much more likely to be supportive. So let's finish up with Martin John real quick, and then we will get our next guest on. And Wisdom is very cool, works with a timer system. There you are.
you made the point for me. It was just like, if we can start from that place of like, hey, every relationship is going to end, and
yes.
And I'm not going to put you in a position to have to please me. I am going to be here to support you.
Yes.
And you're there to support me. And my life is important to both of us, and your life is important to both of us. And so that's what we're supporting each other. We're not supporting the relationship. The relationship is an abstract thing that actually doesn't have any good or bad value associated with us.
Right, right. There's just the me and the you, and there's the connection, the energetic
right.
connection between us, the intellectual connection between us, the compassion and love connection between us, that to be nurtured, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And when I realize that it's not being nurtured, I have to say something. And if that conversation is constantly being brought up, it's not hard. It's not hard to be like, hey, I'm not feeling super supported here.
Like, right.
Do you care, or do you want to just let this go? Because like I want to feel supported.
Right, right. Well, and it's all on how we express it, right? And if we
right.
understand these kind of stages that we go through, you know, then one partner can say, I need support. I you know, for whatever reason, and then
or I can't support you at this moment, but right. I support you. I can't do anything more than I'm currently doing, and that has to be okay. That doesn't mean you have to stay in the relationship. That doesn't mean that there are definitive things, like maybe you need it and you have to go find it elsewhere, and the relationship has to change, and that's okay too.
And that's okay too. And but boy, does it take some strength of self just to do that, right? So it's yes.
And that's what the relationship should be there to support. It should be there to support strength of self and love of self. If you love yourself, then these conversations come from a place of loving, not a place of fear.
Yes.
And if it's coming from a place of fear, that is your work to be curious about and to examine and to be like, why? Why am I afraid to tell him what I feel or tell her what I feel?
Yeah.
That's your question.
Right.
That's not for them.
Right. Although they could help you in that exploration. They might assist you if they are maybe a little further along in their journey. And
if you can have that conversation, yes. But
yeah.
If you can't even have that conversation, that's a question for you. And maybe
right.
You knee-jerk react, you end the relationship, and then you have another relationship in which the same thing comes up. Eventually.
Again,
you,
yes.
You will have to find you in all of it.
Because yes.
Every relationship is pointing back to you and is really not telling you very much about the other person. That's why all we can do is support the other person in being the best who they can be. And what we see in that is perceived by us, so it is us.
There it is. And that mirror is everything as we go through our own journey and try to figure it out. Yes. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to let you go on to your other guest. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
This was big fun. Thank you, Martin John.
Absolutely.
Bye. Yeah, so our relationships in that way are such a playground for our own development. And so joining me now is Miss Cece. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing great. So share your thoughts on this.
Yes, ma'am. So I just wanted to say I agree with you. I agree with Martin, both of you. Especially what touched me the most is him stating that, you know, unless we're able to love ourselves, how can we love someone else? And that's why it's so important that we try our best to go into those relationships knowing, you know, as you said, that this is not, you know, it's okay if it doesn't last forever. It's okay if we down the road end up taking separate journeys, because it's more about the experience that we had together versus about us not being able to live without each other, us wanting something to be forever when we know that we're not here forever. So I just
right.
felt that was so powerful. I mean, you know, for us to go into a relationship knowing that.
Right. And that prevents you from really using your partner as a crutch.
Yes.
Right. And this grasping attachment that can happen between partners, or you have to be mine and you have to be for me, and grasping because we're afraid of something. Right. There was a famous actress, and I can't recall which one it was, but she'd been married many times. And she said, all relationships end in disaster, either through death, desertion, or divorce.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's and at first you think, oh, that's a huge downer, right? don't use that quote at anybody's wedding, but it's true, and I'm surprised by as many couples that I work with that had not occurred to them that at some point, one even in the most perfect, beautiful relationship, one of them is going to pass away before the other. Most likely, 99% chance. And
yes.
And they're completely blindsided by it. But
even though you know it's not forever, you know, you still are telling yourself this thing is forever, then when that happens, it's like, what do you do without this person? But we already knew that one day we would possibly have to live without each other. So this
right.
is something that we have to go in knowing. And then I also love the idea of just if you have that, if you have the partner who you can grow with and connect to their uniqueness, as you called it, then that person could be your life partner because you guys are on this journey together. But maybe along the journey that you and your life partner have, maybe along the journey you both are doing everything to make your own personal self better.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, so I think that that is great for everyone to experience everything in their own right, you know, individually. And then together, you could be happy because individually, you're happy, you know, with just yourself.
Yes. Yes. So, yes. And this gets to the point that no one can make you happy.
Right.
Right. That comes from the inside as you're working your journey and figuring your thing out and finding your joy and your purpose and sort of filling your soul with that. And then you've got something to bring and to offer in any relationship. And it's funny, all this is true even with just your best friends.
Yes. Right. Yes, even with just your best friends. I mean, yeah. at some point in your life, you figure out that, you know, in school and all of it, you know, while we were in school and let's say elementary, middle school and high school, we were able to spend all this time together and we were best friends this whole time. But once life hits us and we all have to take our separate paths and separate journeys, you know, some people are like, oh, you know, the friendship may have, you know, just went away with time. But that friendship was just that experience at that moment, at that time in your life. It could still last. I have friends that I've been with that I've been on this journey with for over 15 years, you know, from school, middle school to high school, best friends. But we both live in separate states. And, you know, sometimes we only see each other once or twice a year, you know, maybe less than that, but we're still soul sisters is what I call it. That's still, yes, my best friend, you know, but we won't be able to experience all of those things together. I can't see her kids, you know, off to school every time, and she can't see mine. Mm-hmm. You know, we're able to come together and bring them to the movies all the time, but we're still, through that connection that we created, we still are with one another some way, some shape, some form, you know, whether it be in spirit, we're still there with each other and we still have that connection and that bond, you know. But like I said, you know, nothing is gonna last forever. We know that. We have to know that the experience that we're experiencing every single day with these individuals may not be the experience that we have tomorrow, even.
Right. Right. And that can be frightening for a lot of people. But I think, but one, it's the truth. And the truth will set you free. It will set you free to create your own strength of self. You've got to really be complete unto yourself and strong unto yourself. Because you may not always have that partnership, but at the same time, knowing that relationships evolve and change and end in different ways, sometimes that can hold people back from connecting to their partner or to their friend, because they go, oh no, I have to defend myself because one day this will be over, one way or another, and so they can hold back, right, and avoid that deep connection out of fear of what may be deep pain later.
Right. But see, and that's where it comes into place of where we have to be okay with ourselves, because if we're truly okay with ourselves, then we'll never fear. We will never fear that, because we know that those experiences that we have with each individual person is just that experience. You know, it may not be a long-lasting experience. It may be just for that moment, you know. It may be for whatever season that they're meant to be in your life, that you have them. If you're truly at a place where all you need is yourself to be happy, that you make yourself happy, you are enough, then you will never have to worry about those relationships ending. You'll never have to worry about feeling lost or feeling deserted when someone leaves you. Now, I mean, it's easier said, because when it comes to our children, you know, it's not that easy. I could say this all day about any other relationship that I have.
Yeah.
know, and you just think about those things, those are, that's where it gets tricky. For me, that's the hard part. I try to tell myself all the time that, you know, I know one day that I will not be here with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know one day that that relationship will be severed because of, you know, the unimaginable that we don't like to even say or think about, but it's there, you know, it's there. And I just, that's where I wanted to have a question for you, Guru Catherine, is to say, how do we deal with that emotion? Because that's the emotion. Everything else is so easy, I feel, to be able to acknowledge or be able to accept. But when it comes to your children, that's something right there where it's just such a horrible thing, you know, feeling that comes in my body when I just even put that out there in the universe to say that one day I won't, you know, be able to. How do you deal with that feeling? How do you deal with that?
So let's talk about that. So that's a fear. And this too is human. So good. You're still human. You have not yet ascended to the angels, have you? now your children are small, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel them small. You have two?
Three.
I was stuck between two and three. I was close. And they're small. So right now you look at them and they're capable of certain things. But they're so early in their life journey that it's hard for you to imagine them, you know, paying their bills on time and driving a car and going to a job and creating relationships and children of their own. These are so hard to imagine. It's so hard to see them as what they will be, capable, independent adults who it will blow you away what they become. How capable. How independent. Because of things that you're doing now, right? And it's so hard to see because as powdered butt syndrome, as Dave Ramsey calls it, if you powdered their butt, it's hard for you to take them seriously, right? If you change their diaper,
right?
Right? You just see them as your babies. And so this is part of your journey of learning from the mother role. So here are these little souls. They're like little birds just sort of sitting in your tree branches for a little while. Like 18 years. And you get this opportunity to help them learn how to get along in society, learn how to, you know, act in a way that people will enjoy being around them. And how to, right? You've got the basics, right? Here's how to eat. We have to start with everything, right? Here's how to walk. Here's how to eat food. Here's how to hold a spoon. Here's how to speak words. Here's how to, and then it starts getting more complicated, right? You get, I mean, this is a huge job. You have to teach them. Here's how to express yourself in what you're feeling. And here's how to recognize when you're afraid and you're feeling fear and explore that. And here's how to write, right? And you have all these skills that you get to impart to them. But eventually you have to teach them all these practical skills, right? So the way that I got around that fear of look, I'm not always going to be here. I hope I'm here for a really, really long time to be all up in your chili about everything.
Right.
But eventually, and maybe sooner than later, maybe I'm not. And so for me, that fear hit a little early because I knew when my youngest was graduating high school and beginning his adult experience that I would be going on a long-term travel. So I literally was not going to be there, even though I was going to be available by phone, by video, and so forth. So I saw that coming for years. And so I knew I only had till he was 18 to get that particular child. And he was 4 years behind everybody else. So, everybody else was grown by that point. But I knew I only had a limited amount of time to get him so independent that I would not have to worry about him. So I had this vision in my head. When he hits 18, he is a grown man. Now, how do I get there? How do I do that? I'm like, okay, he needs a certain set of skills. He needs to know how to pay bills. He needs to be financially independent. And I started making a list, a no kidding like list. get out the paper. What's the list of skills that these children need to have by the time they're 18? And it's going to seem ludicrous to you to be thinking of them in this way at the age they are now. But it happened so fast. And so we got there. And he started working at 15. He turned 15. It was get a job. Just a little bit. Anything. You're going to walk to a job. And you're going to make, whatever you can and save it. And then you can buy yourself a car. Just some crappy little car. Some total beater. And then you've got a car. Now you can get a better job. Maybe you have to go further to get a better job. Now you've got a car, or you can deliver pizzas or something. You can make more money. And now you can start maybe paying your own cell phone bill. And now you can take over this bill and then take over that bill. And we had this whole thing charted out so that by the time he graduated from high school, he was shopping his own food, cooking his own food, doing his own laundry, paying all of his own bills, completely financially independent.
Gotcha. So you say that the only thing that we can do to ease that fear is to make sure that we properly equipped our kids.
Yes.
With all the skills that they need to be on our own, on their own, because, we know that they choose us for this journey.
Yes.
So we don't have a choice but to make sure that they're properly, equipped and have the skills that they need. Thank you so much, Catherine. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And that's the one thing that you can do. And I know our little timer's counting down here. And so the other fear you're never ever gonna get past. So you just have to kind of accept and go, okay, is that life will throw things at them like loss, right?
Yes.
No life is out without the lessons of loss, without the lessons of fear, without the all kinds of lessons that are hard, or you have to learn the hard way because you don't learn it the first time. And you just have to go, okay, because that's their journey and they need that and that's what they're here for. And so equip them the best you can, and that's all you can do. And then beyond that, you just have to go, I've done the best I can. And in that partnership with your child is the same as a partnership. And thank you so much, Cece. Always, always awesome to chat with you. That partnership with your child, you're modeling for them good partnerships for their future romantic partnerships, right? You're modeling for them how to help a future partner through those feelings of fear, through what they're feeling, through what their journey is. And some of your children will be old souls and fairly wise, and some of your children will be young souls, and they're going to make a lot of mistakes, and they're going to screw some stuff up, and they're going to feel negative feelings that you don't want them to, right? You wish their life will be all perfect all the time, and we wish this for our romantic partners too, right? That their life would be perfect all the time, but sometimes life lessons come with negative feelings. They're just feelings. Their journey is so important, and sometimes the journey is tough. And sometimes it comes with fear. Okay. Sometimes it comes with sadness. Okay. This is how we learn. I think it was Eckhart Tolle said that life is designed for things to go wrong so that you can learn. If everything went right perfectly all the time, you wouldn't learn a darn thing. So challenges, good, yes. Fear, yes. Sadness, yes. And that's a different approach to it, because we try to go no, 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 and we want to protect the people that we love, our romantic partners, our children, and so forth. But they need some of that. Just like you needed it, and when you were on your journey and it sucked, I know, but you needed it, and they need some of that too. So you can equip your children, and anybody you mentor, right? Here we are, all these mentors on wisdom, and it's amazing. We're all just working to equip people with the knowledge and the wisdom and the skills to make their journey more enjoyable and more efficient and their life more enjoyable and higher quality, right? This is what we're all doing in our own way, in our little piece of it. And what if we wish them that their challenges would be not so fearful, or that when they do feel fear, that they can work through it, that they can sit with it, right? Because we have to connect deeply to all those feelings. And deep connection is what it's about. Deep connection to yourself, to what you're feeling. Deep connection to partners, which is romantic partners. It's best friends. It's children, because they're teaching you as much as you think you're teaching them. They're teaching you a lot, too. And here's the lesson that your beautiful children have brought to you. Fear. And you're okay, right? You're okay. And you can explore that fear. So it's really funny, the contradictions in life and the way that life works, the way that being human works. The things we try to get away from, the uncomfortable stuff, is how we grow. And to actually get rid of it, you have to connect with it very, very deeply. So what a phenomenal conversation today. We're going to be recording live on the Wisdom app for the foreseeable future. So if you want to join me live, bring up your questions, bring your challenges, bring your thoughts, bring your ideas, get the Wisdom app. I'm going to put the link to my profile in the show notes here so that you can join me. You can know when I'm going live and join me in with your thoughts and ideas. Also, let me know. Join the email list and give me some feedback. How do you like this format? I think it's awesome, but I'd love to know what you think too. Is it useful to you to hear other people's thoughts and ideas and challenges as well? Let me know what you think about that. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.